Namaskar. We mark the beginning of the 50th anniversary of nationalization of Indian banks. So Indian banks were nationalized in 1969, and 2018 yesterday marks the beginning of the 50th anniversary. So what are we talking about? In 1969, when banks were nationalized, you had around 8,187 branches in India. Today, we have 1.4 lakh branches in India. In 1969, we had 40822, that is 40,822 crores of deposits in India. We had 40,822 crores of deposit in India, and today we have 1,15,000 crores of deposit in India. In 1968, we gave out loans worth 3,647, that is 3,647 crores. And today, we dole out loans worth 87 lakhs in our country. We've not only doubled, quadrupled, whatever, you know, it has swollen to unimaginable proposition. The finance, the economy of India has grown, and therefore, banks, finance has grown to unimaginable proposition. Now, the question, Akhilesh, that we are here to discuss is the government of India, or is any government for that matter of fact, are government capable to run a profitable banking system?
There are two sides of this question. Is the government fit to be an owner of a bank? And is the government fit to be the manager of a bank? That's how I would look at the entire proposition. Sujit, why do we become an owner of a company? Why do we invest money in a company? Because we want a return on our investment. We want a financial return on investment. The lakhs of crores that the government has invested in banks get us no return. This year, the combined losses of government-owned banks is 80,000 crores. That's combined losses of government-owned banks this year. But at this moment, while I'm talking to you, the government borrows money at the rate of 8 to 7%. So, you get negative return on your investment. In fact, investment is written off. In the last 3 years, the government has infused additional capital to the tune of 2.5 lakh crores in Indian banks. Do we get a return on our investment? We get no return on investment. So, as an owner, why should I invest money in owning a bank if I don't get a return on my investment at all?
Why does the government still has this fascination towards bank? You're having NPAs every day. There being problems after problems. Why does bank still have this passion?
If we go back to the journey, you mentioned 1969, so rightly, if we go back to this journey of nationalization, which got the government in the business of banking, you know, when it was nationalized, the banks were nationalized, and in the first meeting that L.K. Jha, the then RBI governor, had with the chairman of the nationalized banks, he promised them there would be no government interference in management of banks. That's what he promised. He also said government will be like any other ordinary shareholder. This is what L.K. Jha, the governor of RBI, promised the chairman of the newly nationalized bank.
So, Akhilesh, which means jumlas are not something which is new. It has been there since 1969.
Congress was in power at that time. So, if we go back, this is how the government got into it. What was their primary reason? On the surface, what they have declared, of course, the political reason was different. Mrs. Indira Gandhi wanted to break the back of the capitalists who were controlling the banks. So, on paper, it was a very noble reason that banks are not giving loans to small entrepreneurs. Banks are not lending to social sectors, to the farm sector, to the minority sector. They now call it the priority and minority sector. So, banks need to be nationalized. Otherwise, the country is suffering. The smaller segments of society is suffering. This is the reason they actually nationalize the banks. If we go to that, the government never had an intent to run banks on a commercial line. So why did they even get into it as a business? If you are wanting to give financial help to a priority sector, to a minority sector, to a downtrodden sector, That's like giving a subsidy. Give it separately, na? You have so many subsidy schemes of the government. Why are you mixing it with banks? You want to lend or you want to dole out money because that money never comes back to specific downtrodden sections of society, if you call it. Why do you need to give it through a commercially managed platform? So, coming back to your question, is the government really needing to be or fit to be in the business of banking? I think if you go to the history of why they got into it, the answer is no. The government got into the business of banking to get what I call social profit out of it. Conduct it in a different way. Don't mix it with, you know, the mainstream banking and corrupt it, pollute it and erode it totally. So, as an owner, I don't think the investment of our public money in banks by the government is justified. Lakhs and lakhs of crores have gone down the drain.
While the justification given for nationalization has been to invest in priority sectors or agricultural sector, for that matter of fact, I don't think it has ever happened.
It's never happened.
Correct. So, in a way, isn't this entire strategy to control money?
Yes. It is the lure of the politician to control the money purses, because finally the money purse is the real control. So it is the lure of the politician, and that explains the amount of political interference that takes place in the banks. That also explains, you know, what happened after LK Jha said there will be no interference. It was too much of a lure for a politician to not let go. They of course meddle.
And if we were to look at it from a different perspective, why does what is the need for a government to own a bank where government can fairly control a bank through RBI and through their rules and regulations, they can fairly control a bank. So why was a need to own a bank physically?
See, if RBI is led to be an autonomous body, which it is meant to be, we are talking ideal situations, or rather we are talking situations which are there in letter but not in spirit, then the government would really not get to meddle in the bank. So they have created a very dual situation. They are the owner as well as they are in a way the regulator. So the politician, the Babu, really meddles, and both of them get to control powerful money purses. So that lure of having money as power at your disposal is what gets the government to own the banks.
Akhilesh, we did a story on cooperative banks, do you remember?
Yes.
We did a story on cooperative and these credit banks, credit societies. And we said that it is these cooperative and credit societies that are actually controlling the politicians' money, or that are actually controlling the sleaze money. We also proved it to a very major extent, if you remember, in that show. Now tell me, Akhilesh, is there a possibility that if this continues, this trend continues, and this blatant violations of almost every possible rule in the book continues, is there a possibility that this entire banking system in India would turn into one huge, big cooperative bank?
But isn't it already at the moment?
Yeah.
Lakhs of crores. The NPAs of the banks have already touched 12.5 lakh crores. The annual income tax collection in India is 10 lakh crores. 12.5 lakh crores and still counting. So isn't it a Ponzi that was run in some format or the other? So money has gone down the drain, which belonged to us. Now, coming back to, you know, what we were discussing, ownership and management of the banks. Now, while on one hand, ownership is not justified because you get no return out of it. You're only wasting money down the drain. If you look at the management part, you see the irony. While on one hand, the bankers are supposed to be running a commercial enterprise, subject to market forces, competing with market forces, trying to get commercial profit. On the other hand, the entire management of banks is run like a government department.
Correct.
Their recruitment policies, HR policies, rewarding policies, vigilance policies, action taken for non-performance policy are like a government department.
But the sheer ability of government to hire talent has always been in a question mark. So, likewise, this is the same thing that is happening in the banks. I mean, look at the fate of SBI, a State Bank of India, and look at the kind of people that sits in that bank, and look at the way they treat you when you go and bank with them.
That's because their recruitment or their mindsets are made like a government department. But they are expected to compete with the likes of a JP Morgan, Citibank, Standard Chartered. Oh, it's just not possible. So, that's the kind of management they foist on us. No accountability. Nobody to ask you questions, and when you are asked questions, to go on strike. it is not the way a bank can be managed. So even in terms of management, there's a failure on the part of the bank government, or the government is not eligible to manage banks with this kind of a culture.
So whichever government in power, I don't think they're going to let loose the power of managing a bank.
They will never let it loose. These promises, as you said, are the jumlas that started then, that we will not interfere. Even in 1991, again, they had these committees from time to time. And every time they take, you know, government interference in management of banks to be the prime reason for their pathetic situation. But the government has never listened to it.
Akhilesh, my last question of the day. And this is like the doomsday question. So anyway, what if there comes a situation where these huge, huge nationalized banks starts conniving with the government and starts misusing public funds in a large, mass scale? What happens to our economy then?
But
First of all, first of all, what I'm saying is it possible?
But it has already happened. What are we seeing? The giant NPA crisis. Loans given to the most unworthy, undeserving borrowers, which have just gone kaput. Money gone down the drain. It was in connivance with the government. In the sense, there was some neta who gave a call to a banker and the banker gave a loan. And that money is gone. There are, Sujit, dozens of cases which have led to this mountain of NPAs. So there is an active connivance. I would call it a connivance which stares in your face, but you can't unravel it today if you want to find out who was the neta who gave shelter to, let's say, a Bhushan Steel. We don't know, because there were verbal calls given and the bankers honored it. So something like this has happened and the economy is suffering. We are suffering today in the economy. If you are a small entrepreneur or a big entrepreneur and you get an order to execute, you go to a bank for financial support, you won't get the loan. The economy is suffering. What is the economy all about? The economy is all about millions of enterprises conducting turnover such that everybody gains out of it. The turnover doesn't happen because the banks are not there to lend. The banks don't have the capacity to lend. And today, with the kind of arrest of bankers happening, they are probably, for the first time in their lives, scared to lend. So, we are already facing that situation that you're saying. And the solution to what you're saying, according to me, is what I said in the beginning. The commercial objective of running a bank has to be separate from the social objective of doling out money. This is not lending, it is doling out money. All those social sector, priority sector, minority sector lending of the government, which the banks give out, they result in huge NPAs. That money never comes back. Why don't you just keep it like another subsidy scheme? Why don't you just make it another of your political dole outs that you do and spare the banks and spare the economy and spare the country?
Absolutely. Akhilesh, what you say is absolutely correct. I would like to conclude the show is with this thought. The government intervened with airlines, created an Air India, doomed.
Crash landed.
The government intervened with telecommunication, started BSNL, MTNL.
Dropped calls.
Okay, now this is fun. The government took up electricity, took up power, finally had to give it off.
No power.
Whichever businesses that the government has taken upon itself and tried to run, flopped. Most of the businesses, at least. This time, it's the banks. This means that the lifeline of the country is at the mercy of some babus who mismanages it day in and day out. Our NPAs are rising, which means it is going to directly affect our economy today, tomorrow, and the day after. Unless and until some government minister or the prime minister decides to one day call it a day and get the banking sector out of the clutches of poor government management, that will be the day we would like to celebrate. Till then, 50th year of nationalized bank. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.